We have quorum. First of all, so this is the start of the Pacifica National Board's business meeting. This is our opening session for our meeting of this weekend. So to everybody listening on the stream, we'd like to say welcome, and we hope that you can hear everything clearly and that you feel like your time is well spent in listening. Thanks for caring enough about the network to be listening to this. Mary Berg is the secretary of the board, and she's going to call the roll. If all board members could please give their attention to Mary. I'd like to ask that all the side conversations stop now, and so we can focus on the meeting. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Mary Berg. Here. Evelyn Bethune. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lisa Davis. Chandra Hauptman.
Here.
Ray LaForest.
I'm here.
Ambrose is not here. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Margaret Prescott is not coming back anymore this session, right?
She may be back if she's able to make it back.
Thank you. Sarv Randhawa.
Where's
your chair? Sarv Randhawa. Okay. Sandra Rawline is not present. Not. Bertold Reimers.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Rip Robbins.
Here.
Thomas Ruffin. No. Wendy Schrill.
Here.
Laurie Taguma.
Here.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams. Not yet. Michael Woodson. And Greg Guma.
Here.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Okay, just one point. Rob
Robinson.
Is there
anyone who's in the room whose name I did not call?
Okay, one point. Although Rob Robinson will be sitting with us and participating in discussions, he's formally on leave of absence so that he would not count towards quorum. He will not be participating in any of the votes. Two things. One, Mark Glover, would you be willing to announce to those board members who are still in the other room that we're about to approve the agenda, and so that anybody who's not present will approve this agenda, and if they're not here, they won't have a chance to amend the agenda. I'd also like to recognize and thank the women in the back of the room, Angela and Leticia, who are serving as our translators so that we have a Spanish language concurrent translation for our Spanish language listeners. Thank you very much. Okay, so the agenda that is proposed is in your board packet. It's the first section. And I'd like a motion to approve the agenda printed in the board packet.
So moved.
It's been moved by Bertolt, seconded by Chandra, and it is open for amendment. Okay. I'm going to hold it open for just one more minute in case there's anybody who was not presently in the room. Okay, well, I see no great movement or urgency from anybody, so then is there any objection to adopting the agenda as printed in the booklet?
David?
Yes.
It's 6:44 right now, and this agenda says we start at 6, so what do we need to do to...
It's a good point. I think we're going to be ahead of the curve in terms of getting through our considerations on motions on meeting procedure. That's not going to take 10 minutes. I believe the approval of minutes will go faster. And what I'd suggest is after the public comments, if we don't have time, we excise the break.
Okay,
so is there any objection to adopting this agenda with the understanding that I just outlined? Seeing no objection, it's adopted. The next thing is consideration of motions on meeting procedure. First issue is the speaking time allotted to members. Is there any objection to limiting debate members to 2 minutes during debate? Okay, seeing none, that'll be our practice. We've been using a practice recently that I think has worked well, where when there are parliamentary inquiries or procedural motions, for example, the motion to postpone, the motion to refer, that I take two comments, postpone to a definite time. I take two comments pro and two comments con, and then have the option of calling a vote. Is that acceptable for us to continue that way? And for motions to postpone indefinitely, three and three. Is that okay? For motions to postpone indefinitely, it'll be three and three, because that's effectively take something off of our agenda. Okay, then if there's no objection to that, does anybody else have... the other issue on procedure in the past that has come up is the question of whether when we're deliberating on certain issues, if there is information that a member of the public has specific to that issue and would like to comment, the chair is authorized to recognize individual people, and that time will be subtracted from the total amount of public comment. Is that acceptable? I don't see any objection, so...
It's a little hard to hear. I think it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Is there any other motion on procedure? Okay, if not, then we're on to the next item, which is the approval of available minutes. Mary, what's before us?
You have here these are the teleconference minutes. And I did send them out before under teleconference public session minutes, January through June. We did approve the February and March ones before, but this is April, May, and June here, May 3rd. There is one meeting we had. I think that, however, was an executive session, May 18th. I can't remember right now. It was at the last minute wrecked in my computer, but it doesn't affect. I'll do that over, but these here are the public session ones that we had. So they have been sent out before, and some of you received them, and some claimed, some didn't. I don't know. So I've sent them a number of times, but they have to be approved. It's easier if you actually have the hard copy.
Okay. So before we go to that, can I just ask, is there a sign-up sheet for public comment, which will be coming after this? Has anybody prepared a sign-up sheet? Can somebody do... Jack, would you be willing? Do you have the tools needed for that? Thank you. Okay, so what is the motion as regards the approval of minutes? I'm sorry, what is the motion?
I move to approve the April 6, 2007 minutes.
Can we do them one at a time?
Do you want to do them? Why don't you? I tell you what. Can we do this as a consent calendar? Bertolt is going to read the dates of the minutes that we'll be approving, and if somebody would like to make an amendment or pull one, they can ask for that. Other than that, we'll approve them as a block. So, can you read the dates?
Yes, I move to approve the minutes of April 6th, May 3rd, and June 28th.
Okay, there's a motion to approve those minutes. Is there a second? Okay, any amendments to those minutes or amendment to the motion? I'll give about another minute for people to look them over. Okay. Is there any objection to adopting the minutes whose approval has been proposed? Seeing no objection, they're adopted.